It looked like any other Durga Puja, the high point of Kolkata's cultural calendar. The mother goddess Durga had come to earth with her family, as she always did for 5 days every fall. Kolkata was dotted with thousands of temporary temples or pandals for her. Some old-school cloth and bamboo structures, others far more fanciful. One looked like an English castle, one like Dubai's Burj Khalifa, another like 70s Bollywood with hand-painted billboards. Tens of thousands of people wandered the streets till the wee hours of dawn, eating, laughing, blowing cheap paper trumpets. A man danced in front of the goddess with burning embers in a clay pot, while someone exhorted the crowd to cheer him on. Except this was still a time of COVID. The Calcutta High Court had ordered that no one could enter the pandals except select organizers. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. This was the second Durga Puja under the shadow of COVID. The economic downturn had taken a toll. Many of the images were smaller, the pandals less elaborate. My friend Chandri Chatterjee told me last year their family puja was being scaled down.
We've halved the size of the idol, and we've not asked for contribution from most people. We've just asked people that, you know, whatever you're comfortable with contributing, please go ahead and do it.
This year, they had no Durga idol at all. They did a bare-bones symbolic puja instead. This Durga Puja is learning to live with the virus. One pandal was built to resemble an oxygen plant, a reminder of the dreadful oxygen shortage during the second wave of the pandemic. Another paid tributes to emergency workers fighting the pandemic. Yet another had plaques on the wall with the names of people lost to COVID. One ceiling was studded with stars, each star representing a life lost to COVID. Another had hanging urns. It was almost as if the prayers to the goddess were prayers for the souls of those lost to COVID as well. Om Shastihi, Om Shastihi, Om Shastihi. But if last year the theme was the disease and the virus, this year it's more about ways to emerge from the pandemic. Hence, one pandal focuses on vaccination. Another deals with children stuck at home doing online school. Another one has the goddess wearing a mask, a golden one, but a mask nonetheless. Many of the pandals that didn't directly address COVID took on other issues threatening our existence as a species. One used recycled bottle caps and plastic bottles and talked about climate change. Another asked visitors to save water. It makes sense. Durga Puja represents the victory of good over evil. And who better than the mother goddess to appeal to for victory over everything, from COVID to climate change. COVID or no COVID, though the drums beat on and the bells ring, though the drummers come with vaccination certificates now. Songs play all day from the pandals, just as they have for decades. The prayers are broadcast over the loudspeaker, so even those who cannot come to the pandal are not deprived of the goddess's blessing. But there have been COVID adjustments. A website shows 360-degree views of the most famous pandals, so you can see them from home and not risk the crowds. There are socially distanced circles drawn on the sidewalk for people to stand and offer flowers to the goddess. Come masked, an organizer kept announcing. A video went viral showing doctors and nurses in PPE kits celebrating the festival. Every year there are awards in categories like Best Pandal, Best Theme, Best Lighting, Best Idol. Hari Mohan Bangur, chair of the group The Bengal, giving out one set of awards, said they hope to celebrate the festival keeping all COVID guidelines in mind. Happy Durga Puja. Now, we also have awards for Best COVID-19 Awareness, Best Safety Measures, and Best COVID Warrior. The last was given to a Durga Puja organized by members and families of Kolkata Police. Next year, perhaps, COVID pandals and COVID awards won't be needed. We can hope. But this year, as the drummers walked the streets, collecting tips one last time from the neighborhood before they returned to their villages, we will have to reckon with what 5 days of Durga Puja last week will mean for the infection rates in the city this week. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.